This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's defence production has tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees with over 40 indigenously built warships and submarines delivered since 2014. He said, India now produces most of its defence equipment domestically, with a new warship or submarine added to the Navy every 40 days on average. Mr. Modi celebrated Diwali with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar yesterday.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है. पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है. मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं. 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
Mr. Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defence services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India. The Prime Minister also lauded the valour and determination of security forces and said it was due to that the nation has achieved a significant milestone by eliminating Maoist terrorism. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram today on a four-day visit to Kerala. Tomorrow, President will visit the Sabarimala temple for darshan. On Thursday, she will unveil the statue of former President K.R. Narayanan at the Raj Bhavan, Thiruvananthapuram. The President will also attend the centenary celebrations of Sri Narayan Guru Samadhi. In addition, President will participate in programs at St. Thomas College in Pala and St. Teresa's College in Ernakulam. In Bihar, after the end of the deadline for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of the assembly elections, a total of 1,314 candidates remain in the fray for 121 assembly constituencies. In this phase, 61 candidates withdrew their nominations. A total of 1,690 candidates had filed nomination papers across 18 districts, out of which 1,375 were found valid. Polling for the first phase will be held on 6th of next month. Meanwhile, the nomination filing deadline has now ended for the second and final phase of the assembly elections, which covers 122 constituencies in 20 districts. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place today, and candidates can withdraw their nominations by 23rd of October. Bringing festive cheer to Dalal Street, both the National Stock Exchange and Bombay Stock Exchange will hold the special Diwali Muhurat trading session today. According to the circular released by the exchanges, the markets will open at 1:45 p.m. and close at 2:45 p.m. All trades executed during the session will carry normal settlement obligations. World leaders have extended warm Diwali greetings as India celebrated the Festival of Lights with great enthusiasm yesterday. The White House issued a statement calling Diwali a victory of light over darkness. US President Donald Trump sent his best wishes to all Americans celebrating the festival, saying Diwali is a timeless reminder of hope, renewal, and the triumph of good over evil. US President Donald Trump has issued a strong warning to China, threatening to impose tariffs of up to 155% starting the first of next month if the new trade deal is not reached. Speaking at the White House during a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, President Trump said China is already paying tariffs of 55% on its exports to the US and that the rate could rise sharply unless an agreement is finalized. At the Asian Youth Games 2025 in Manama, Bahrain, India added two more medals in Kurash, a traditional form of wrestling, taking the tally in the sport to three yesterday. In the men's 83-kilogram category, Arvind secured bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.